Thank you, folks, for joining us again today. Over the last number of days, even weeks perhaps, we've been thinking about the Titanic and some of the scriptural and spiritual lessons we can learn from it. This is the last one. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, John says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Those are solemn words, aren't they? Maybe they cause us to tremble as we think about them. But the reality is we can't fully picture that great scene whenever the dead, small and great, stand before God and the books are opened. You know, whenever the Titanic sunk and news filtered through, the next day in the United States of America and in this side of the Atlantic as well, the newspapers carried lists of those who were believed to have been saved and those who were believed to have been lost. All class distinctions no longer mattered. Didn't matter what sort of ticket you had at that stage, whether you were first class, second class, third class, or whether you were a crew member. All that really mattered is what list your name was on, saved or lost. And of course, friends and families and loved ones devoured the papers and went down through the list to find out where their loved ones were. Were they alive and well, or had they perished? And so it is, my dear friends, whenever it comes to the great eternity and the things of God. All that really matters, saved or lost. All that really matters, heaven or hell. Whenever the books are opened and the Lamb's Book of Life is opened, will your name be in it? Are you saved today or are you lost? And whenever the roll is called up yonder on the last day, will you be there? This is just a short message today to conclude this little series, but saved or lost, it's as simple as that. You say, well, I'm a sinner. I've broken God's law. I know that I'm lost right now. How can I be saved? Jesus Christ said, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." And if you admit your sin, acknowledge your sin, and repent of that sin, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and come to Christ and call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. That's what the Word of God says. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And then whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you come to Him today? Him that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Saved or lost, that's all that matters. May you be saved even today.